Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, and Local 304. This is Ken Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio. Not so quick podcast this morning. This one may be a little lengthy, so hang in there with me because it's some important things I want to share with you. First thing I want to share is with my branch in Columbus, Ohio, the actions that took place with me involving actually the Tour 1 chief steward, and then the Tour 1 steward played a part in it because he was right next to the chief steward when this happened. And again, I can only give you my version of what happened, but I assure you everyone's got a version. But I like to believe this is exactly what transpired. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I'm coming in the building. So I see the Tour 1 chief steward and the Tour 1 steward, and I don't say names, but it's only two people, folks. I see them leaving, so I say what's up to the Tour 1 steward, and then I looked over at the chief steward and said, what's up to the chief steward? Well, listen to me verbatim. This is what the chief steward's response to, hey, what's up? I haven't been to any lynchings lately. Yes, folks, I threw the word lynchings in this mix. Hold on a second while I compose myself. So I say, what's up to the chief steward? He responds, he hasn't been to any lynchings lately. Well, now, this is where the story to me gets so weird and twisted that I can't even believe I'm about to tell you what I'm about to tell you. The brother standing right next to the chief steward, which is the steward, heard that racist ass shit coming out of the chief steward mouth, but lied. Yes, I said it, lied, and said the chief steward didn't say that. Now, again, that's some new situations for us to digest. That just makes no sense to me. Yes, I said it makes no sense to me. And listen to me very carefully. I'm not trying to make this anything than what it is. You have a black person standing next to a white person while the white person is screaming racial threatening remarks, and a black person covers it up. I don't even begin to know how to understand that. And I hope folks in Columbus won't understand it either. Now, let me tell you, we went through the process, but I got to tell you, the fact that the chief steward is still allowed to park in my parking space and I'm not allowed to park there tells me where that investigation is going to end up. Well, and I do. I say to that steward who heard that, and again, I only point out the color because I think it's very important when you have someone not of black, not a black American running around talking about lynchings, but a black American is covering up or hiding that fact. I mean, that makes me think, how do I even want to associate with a person of that nature? Much less, is that a person of that character? Are you even qualified to represent me as a union representative? These are questions that only Columbus, Ohio can answer. And one of the ways you can definitely answer them, And I'm telling you, is make sure you get out, you cast your vote for Kenny Hodge for local president, then I'll take care of that. I'll be an overwatch for that. And not only do I need you to make sure that you help me get elected local president, but you help yourself by not supporting that Tour 1 chief steward eventually when he drops his hat in the ring for to be your branch president. You got to think about this. Now, again, if you okay with that kind of racist or biased perspective or perceptions as your branch president, then you support what you like. But for most people in that building, again, I wouldn't support that nonsense, and I encourage you not to support that nonsense. Should the Tour 1 chief steward decide to run for branch president, again, I don't say you don't have to be friends with them. In fact, I can't tell you what to do, but I strongly suggest you not support that nonsense. I want to call it what it is, that bullshit, as your next branch president. And to both of those individuals, I would say, I would recommend that you campaign admirably for Mr. McLemore to remain local president, because I'm going to make a statement right now. If I'm elected, unless the both of you apologize publicly, the Tour 1 Chief Steward for saying a racial remark and the Tour 1 Steward for lying, covering it up, unless the both of you apologize publicly, I'm going to let you know right now, as local president, there is no room on that staff as a representative, as a steward, for either of you, unless you make that public apology. So if I was you, I would really dig in deep and campaign for Bit McLemore to remain president, because I'm telling you, that kind of foolishness is not going to be tolerated once I become local president.
And just a quick reminder to you BIP supporters, BIP brought that Tour 1 Chief Steward back from a steward and gave him a chief steward spot when the BIP was already aware that the steward in question quit his position because he didn't want to represent a black male handler. The steward in question let another black male handler get fired and be on the street for 4 months. And see, your local president, BIP, as long as the individual is anti-Kenny Hodge, it doesn't care about you, history, or anything else. As long as you're anti-Kenny Hodge, then BIP McLemore has a spot for you on the union council or a steward, or BIP's got a spot for you. If you take that pledge, I hate Kenny Hodge, BIP McLemore will work with you. And I'm sitting here telling you folks, that kind of nonsense will not fly under my administration. So BIP, Tour 1 Chief Steward, and the Tour 1 Steward, hey, you brought him back on as a Chief Steward, BIP. Now he's your problem. But one last comment to the Tour 1 Steward. How do you think that Chief Steward refers to you around his friends when you're not there? Huh? See, they're probably talking about lynchings with you involved when you're not there, but you still cover and hide that up. I pray for you, man. Okay, I pray for you, and I pray that kind of spirit don't dwell in other black people inside of that building, because that's evil, and that makes no sense to me. Yes, I'm on a little bit of a rant, and let me tell you something. Just to be honest with you, I'm more surprised at the Chief Steward covering up for I'm more surprised at the steward covering up for that racial remark communicated by the Chief Steward than I am that the Chief Steward made it. Because, see, if you know the Chief Steward, you know that that shouldn't surprise you. But what surprises me is that you get black Americans to follow that nonsense and lie and cover it up for you. In other words, you got other black Americans saying it's okay for you being non-black to walk around here making lynching remarks. I hope the rest of the office do not see that and do not feel the same way as you do, Chief Steward. In fact, you probably need a little help, because that's not natural, sir. That's just not a natural reaction to that. Now, as I bring this another issue to the forefront, hey, listen, when it comes to new employees in Columbus, Ohio, first of all, the management just forgot how to do 1750s. Which is a 90-day evaluation written report. The management forgot how to do those. And they are so threatening to these new employees on their 90-day period that it's pathetic. Management, years and years have gone by where you allow the service to deteriorate. You just don't fix it overnight. You just don't beat on the new employees. And when I say beat, I mean administratively. We're not talking physically. But again, you're scaring people out of the building, and you call that now you want to get the best of the best. Well, I hate to break the news to your postal management. You're not the best of the best. Therefore, you trying to get the best of the best is impossible. You see, postal management, you come up short more times than anybody else. Now you want to put a foot down and run a hard 90-day evaluation. Now let me say this to you about that evaluation period. See, that period is supposed to be on day one. You sit down with the employee. You outline what it is that you expect. See, you fail to do that off the rip. They have to find out by osmosis what's acceptable attendance, what's not acceptable attendance, what's acceptable as far as coming to work, not coming to work. See, you don't explain that to them. They have to find out on their own. And that's not what the 1750 evaluation is all about. It's supposed to be designed that you outline the criteria that the employee must meet to pass 90 days. And first I want to say, postal management, you got a lot of nerve even speaking to someone about attendance when collectively, if you look at the attendance of postal supervision, it's not hard to figure out why employees don't come to work, because you don't come to work. But you want to hold somebody else accountable for an action that you don't do. Yeah, we got a word for that, hypocritical. But I understand why you do what you do, because see, in the postal management realm, as long as you can push the blame to someone else, then your blame goes unpunished, so to speak. If you can stay out of work for 4 or 5 months, but when you come back, if you write that mail handler up that's been out of work for 5 days, see, they'll forget about you missing 4 or 5 months, because writing up employees is what postal management has deteriorated to, because it wasn't always like that, but that's exactly what it is right now. So my point to you is, how about sitting down, trying to coach, mentor, and develop the new employees so that you can say you had a part in building a workforce that's going to sustain postal operations 10, 20 years down the road. But the only thing from where I sit, you have a part in, is just stressing people out and causing a volatile work environment. Yes, I said it, causing a volatile work environment, because you are expecting people to do things that you really can't hold them accountable for. But you threaten them with, if you can't do it, you're going to be fired. So, management, if you receive the new employees properly and from day one set them on the road to success, then you're going to increase the possibility of having successful employees. You're going to increase the possibility of having employees come to work. And all you have to do is be professional and do your job. I know that sounds very simple, but because if you are Columbus management, that's kind of impossible for you to do, because you have never been really taught how to do it. Columbus would rather teach you how to write discipline rather than teach you how to go to a work area, set up a schedule for the week, look at your work area, try to be creative and innovative with better work methods. See, you don't even get a chance to do that, postal management, because you've got one supervisor trying to cover four sections. I'm gonna tell you, and I said it before, and I'm gonna say it again, postal management creates hostile work environments. If I am a supervisor, and it's really all I can do to be efficient in one section, now you give me three sections, so now what you force me to do is try to manage by intimidation and fear, and I can't do that because the employees in Columbus don't scare that easy. But nobody prepares you for it. You're just sent out there, here's four sections. Make sure you run the whole package area today. Well, now again, if you have such a large managerial span of control, which you can't handle, but you're giving it anyway, so therefore you really have no choice but to try to make it do what it does. But they put you in a situation where an employee has a simple request, but because you're so overwhelmed, you may lash out at that employee, and then when they respond back in kind, because reciprocity is a beautiful thing, but when they respond back in kind, now you want to walk them to the office and call a plant manager about having somebody walked out the building, because you were put in a position that you were not prepared to handle, and because it got out of control, now you want to walk a person out of the building. Yes, I'm very adamant about what I'm speaking about this morning. And here's the real sad part for Columbus, Ohio. The real sad part is the plant manager has your local president in his hip pocket, Every once in a while, he may reach around and grab him by his ears and let him come out and get a breath. But the plant manager has your local president in his pocket. So what that means? That means he's got the local, the branch in his pocket. Again, you heard when plant manager spoke. How many times did he reference the Columbus, Ohio Tour 2 Chief Steward? And how many times right behind his reference did he say to you, you can't do anything about it? Yeah, I talk to the Chief Steward 3 times a week. They can't do anything about it. So he's comfortable knowing he can run roughshod over all those employees. And as long as it involves a grievance going to National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, I'm going to tell you something. If anybody's filing grievances against plant manager Morrow and that nonsense that he's introducing us to, if that grievance isn't settled at step 2 and once it leaves the building, listen to me, folks, you can go ahead and shut it down and forget about that. Because now it's at step 3 and BIP on step 3. So I want to say to you that none of those grievances are really going to be fought because the plant manager and your local president are already in cahoots and none of it involves you. So I just want to say to you that if you have a grievance in Columbus while plant manager Morrow is there and that grievance brings any kind of a shame to the plant manager's position, then you got to understand you are not going to win that grievance because the plant manager and your local president already have an understanding of what's going to happen. And what's going to happen is you are not going to be represented properly. That's my belief. That's my feelings. And based on what I see from a daily basis and what I hear out of the plant manager's mouth and your local president's mouth, I believe it's all true. Again, we don't have a union right now. We have an extension of 204Bs, and they're fighting to make sure that plant manager Morrow does a great job in Columbus at the request and direction of your local president, who we will vote out this November. Yeah, so that's my podcast for today. I'm going to go ahead and shut this down now. But I want you to know tomorrow's podcast is going to have just as much fire in it because there are certain situations going on in Columbus right now that we need to put the spotlight on. Again, all I can do is make you aware. If you choose to continue to support that nonsense, then that's what freedom of choice is all about. I just want to make you aware so that you can make intelligent decisions. But if your intelligent decision is to support a Chief Steward who's constantly being referenced with making racial comments, then that's what you like and support them. And if you are a black American and you like to support other black Americans who cover white America's vicious conversation when it pertains to you, slavery, lynching, then if you're that kind of person, then again, you have freedom of choice also. I just want to make you aware so that you can take an introspective look at yourself and then you live your best life. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, soon to be local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union 304 with a heartfelt speech today, and it's going to be just as heartfelt tomorrow. Hang in there with me, folks, and those folks who support 180 Degrees New Direction. Again, the road's going to get a little tougher, but if you hang in here with me, I guarantee you when it's all said and done, you're going to like the way I lead this local. Kenny Hodge, Local 304.